Okay, gentlemen, let's go back then. Start under advisement. Our first case under advisement, again, is 11,140.
And it's six.
I'm sorry?
Robinson?
No.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh. You're right. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
Robinson, yeah.
Yep, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go back to the first one.
Yeah, the first one. Oh. That's right. We changed that. I guess some senior moments count now and then, do they? I'm sorry, again, it's 11,106, and it's the Alice Robinson case, gentlemen.
And Mr. Chairman, just to clarify points I made earlier, I know that we had talked about the applicant had submitted a case regarding substantial evidence. The opposition had noted in their letter that they believe that, as you may recall, it's in the minutes from that meeting, that there was noted in the record that the opposition's attorney had presented things and then their client had affirmed that testimony, and likewise the applicant's client had done the same. So just wanted to make sure that point was clear. And there was also testimony from others as well that was in the record that's also shown in the minutes. And just as a point for the record, if I recall, that was the meeting that you were not here at. I just wanted to verify that you had had an opportunity to review the transcript, the audio tapes of that hearing, and also the public record that was submitted to the board prior to it.
Yes, I did, and I made mention that, if you remember, that the meeting when I came back.
I thought you may had, but I couldn't remember if it was pertaining to this one or not. So.
I'm going to bring that up again, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I did that day. I did all of them, so I was able to vote on.
Very good.
Each case I made a note on, and I brought it with me tonight again, too, in case that I did need it. So there it is. Okay, thank you. All right, gentlemen, I open up for discussion. I think Mr. Was it Rickard? You took it under advisement. If you would like to start off, if we're ready to or in discussion.
Well, I think that. The point I was trying to make is that those lots could be subdivided and be in compliance without what they want to do. In other words, they're not unique. Excuse me, unique in size. You know, to the point where the rest of them are just about the same size on the survey. So. The other thing that I was looking at is that it can be developed with the present zoning. It's not as many lots as I think that she had required, but she could get at least four or something like that out of them with the same frontages that are around there. So,
you say she can still get four with?
Well, no, I'm just saying that she can get her lots. She can get lots out of that, but not the number that she wants. I think she's creating a hardship in the number of lots she wants. I can't see that being a reason for approving the request.
How many does she want?
Let's try to get four, isn't it?
Four. They were trying to turn three full lots and two half lots into four full lots.
Two four lots.
Yeah. And those lots were on the ends.
On the ends, yeah.
So they weren't contiguous, those right. Two half lots.
And they're only 25 feet.
Right.
Which aren't buildable.
I'm sorry.
Which aren't buildable on their own.
That aren't buildable?
A 25-foot wide lot is not buildable.
So, in other words, you're saying, Mr. Mills, that by granting the variance, it would enable reasonable use on those two lots?
Mm-hmm. I mean, one was acquired after a road had been adjusted, I believe. correct me if I'm wrong. The other, I don't recall exactly how it was acquired, but yeah, how do you build on a 25-foot lot?
You can't.
So in other words, for those two lots to be developed, something has to change, correct?
Mm-hmm.
My question, again, that deed, that was in 19, was the deed was found in 1929? How was it deeded again? I missed that point.
There were four 50-foot lots in 1929.
Right. In 1929?
Yes.
1929.
And that was per Lawrence, right?
Before Lawrence, did you say?
Yeah, no, per yeah. Lawrence. No, yeah. No, yeah, before Lawrence. Don't tell him I said that now. Come on.
Oh, man, he'll love that one.
then I got out. They wanted to put it together and then divide it into three lots.
They.
That's the way it was back then, then, right? Because the letter, well, the letter referenced three parcels.
I mean, it's
always three parcels back then.
What's she doing? Can you put that together?
The way it exists is that there is one lot that's 75 feet in width, one lot that's 125 feet in width, and one lot that is...
Just saying that she...
No, and that's it. Right? One, two, three, yes. But on paper, it shows actually more lots because of its original.
Yeah, that's.
It shows half lots.
Are you looking at the. Which one are you looking at, Mr. Miller?
Existing.
The existing one?
Mm-hmm. She's putting three and two together, right? The half lot?
Well, as it exists, there's actually two lots.
Yes.
But they're drawing new lines, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they want to draw new lines. So. New lines that are the same as the original, or old lines, I guess I should say, not necessarily original. Who knows how that was before 1929?
Four lots.
For which?
Four lots.
Look under tab two. It'll show you existing and proposed. And it's,
or, well, you look at the big drawings, and there's an existing and then proposed. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on here. You've got, if you look at most of the lots in that development, it's probably somewhere around 50-50. I didn't count exact.
Here it is.
Where it would appear that as many are 50 feet wide as or larger.
50. Did he say he's going to be able to maintain that 15-foot side yard?
Yes. Yes.
That would be on Silver Lane.
Yep. And he also demonstrated that he could build.
They were asking for a 5-foot variance from Silver Lane.
That's
10 instead of 15.
Right. He needs a variance for Silver Lane too.
Oh, yeah, on the corner lot.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but he was still going to meet the front setback, which wouldn't affect traffic. Even if these are 5,000 square foot, no, even if these are 50-foot wide lots, they could still build 5,000 to 7,500 square foot structures.
Yeah, how deep are they?
Aren't 31 feet?
Yeah.
131.
Yeah.
Oh, one's 131, the other one's 126.
Well.
They were against it. Eight people were against it because one of them said they couldn't see around the corner or something. It was going to block the view.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Something about blocking the view.
There was, yeah. So I believe someone testified and said that, you know, he wouldn't be able to see if he went to the end of the road.
And they testified they can't, right? Mm-hmm. They had no problem with that.
Yeah, he's going to maintain the front setback.
Yeah, so.
She, he, whatever.
So what's lot 7? Lot 7 is not going to be there, is that correct? Or it's going to just stay as a...
It's not there. Well, it's not part of this.
It's not part of this, no. This issue, only right? Half of 6.
Half of 6, right?
Yeah.
Half of 2. Half of 2, all 3, 4, and 5, and half of 6.
I think what the question I have is what building, the way the drainage is there now, I think they were worried about that, is that correct? Worried about the water.
Yeah, there was concern.
And it's going to be, going to make it worse. How does it do that?
Impermeable surfaces, I guess. You know, if you put roofs, if you put roofs on there, it's not going to soak up ground or soak up water.
It's going to run. Yeah,
it's going to run off.
Run off more. You're saying?
That's what they're saying. Okay. True. But if you made this one lot and built one very large house and within the setbacks, it's still going to
same thing.
Right?
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah,
I'm beginning to more and more, and this is good that we talk this out. So that wouldn't make any difference, and he needs a 5-foot variance from the Silver Lane for the proposed home that would be there, right? And that's the only variance he needs, is that right? 5 foot?
There's three different types of variances that are being requested.
Right.
I'm talking about the setback variance.
Yeah, that's the only one that's not applicable to the other lots.
Right.
The corner lot setback.
Right.
You know, in regard to other cases, you know, I'm under the impression that we're supposed to make our decision based on facts and of what we hear at the hearing, and yes, we did hear at the hearing that there were other decisions, and it was argued both ways that those decisions should have some effect on our decision here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could bring in 1,000 cases that would relate. You know, how do you look at it? You know, I guess I look at it as, you know, anytime you have a judgment or an opinion, it's just that. It's an interpretation of the rules of the laws. And where one person can find that through their interpretation that the laws are interpreted, you know, a certain way, someone else can interpret it differently. We've seen that here, just with our own ordinance.
Well, normally, a lot of times, John, I think it's precedent. Precedent's normally, and that's what they're looking for when they're giving us all this information, I believe. That's it.
No matter what decision we make here tonight, if it's appealed, someone else's opinion and interpretation will be applied. you know, where does it, it goes on and on. So I guess I looked at it, you know, based on the testimony that I was hearing, in that, well, as far as uniqueness, what I saw was that the lots have been changed from the original. Now the applicant wants to put them back, and that's, in my opinion, somewhat unique. You know, you look at all the other lots in the development. There's a lot of 50-foot wide lots, and there's you know, probably equally as many that are larger. I didn't really see any that were smaller.
Can I ask you a question, John?
Sure.
What about number two? There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning ordinance. Can they be developed? They don't have to go into four. Remember I said one.
Well, it's obvious that it is being developed, or has been developed, as have all the other lots. Is it, you know, with the, I don't know, is it with the best practical use of mine? That's arguable. It's arguable.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Originally, it was intended to have 50-foot lots.
You know, I went down these along with you. Let's go to number four. Is there a hardship here?
Define hardship. Define hardship.
Help me out, guys.
Is there a hardship that they have four children and they want to be able to give each one an equal portion?
Well, they got two half lots.
Two half lots,
and that'd be considered as a hardship then?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Right?
You got two half lots.
It's a hardship.
Or a hardship.
Yeah, the two half lots would be. Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do with them?
What are you going to do with them?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's just my opinion.
That's my opinion.
Wait, you think same?
Yeah.
Jeff?
And, of course, number five, I apply the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood.
That's already there. Been there.
Variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property.
Yeah, they will put back to be the same that's already there now. I mean, they're already, they work, they're fully going back, right?
And of course, right, the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. I request the variance in the minimum that can afford relief.
Right.
But they're asking for those half lots, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're asking for those half lots. That's a minimum for relief to them on that. That's two of them right in a row. I mean, after I read it and went through it and said it to me, that's
then the requested good. Variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Right.
No, we're all in agreement with that.
Well, pretty much, really.
That they meet the same?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. You could. I don't have any problem with it. I think she did a good job when she was in the case,
mm-hmm.
Starting off, but I'm in favor of it.
That's awesome.
I believe it meets the standards. I mean, you could look at it differently and say they could do something different with it, but this is the application that we were presented with.
Right, we're voting on that. Correct. I feel the same as you two do. Mr. Mills?
Again, you know, it can be argued both ways. It has been argued both ways.
Sure.
I think it boils down to, again, to the substantial evidence. That's relevant evidence as a reasonable mind might accept as adequate to support a conclusion. And we have our standards in front of us.
We're satisfied with them. I mean, we seem to be on the same page. I know I am.
And they've presented the evidence
Well, I think Mr. Mills is right. I think that there could be argumentative points on here, and I'm sure there's the two attorneys are well aware of that, too. And it's going to boil down to either a yay or nay, and...
And go from there.
Yeah.
Well... If there's no further discussion, has everyone made the vote?
No, not particularly. I think I'd like more time.
If John's right, I'm not either.
Okay.
I'd like to just go over those two letters again and apply that. What's the thinking of the... I think I got it, but of course, John brought up a couple of things that I mean,
good point.
Mr. Hudson brought up a couple of things that I'd like to consider.
That's...
I don't have any problem with that.
Me neither. All right, well, if you want to table it,
I can vote or table either one.
Table to our next regular meeting?
I think...
Be next week.
The 4th.
Yep, be next... Right? Next Monday.
Next Monday, the 4th.
Yep, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11106 until next Monday, the 4th.
Yep. Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. Workman, that we table case number 11106 until our next regular meeting, which will be February the 4th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11106 is tabled until our next regular meeting. Now,